Hello and welcome to Wagner Sports Talk. The date today is Thursday, April 23rd, and today I'll be talking about Mel Kiper's mock draft. And you can email us with any questions, and that email is wagnersportstalk@gmail.com. And then go follow us on Twitter at WagnerSportsTLK. That's at WAGNERSPORTSTLK. So, as I'm sure a lot of you know, the NFL drafts tonight, and I'll be doing a review of that tomorrow. But here's a preview for night one. And yesterday, I went through Todd McShay's mock draft. Go listen to that episode. But today, I'll be talking about Mel Kiper's mock draft. So I'm going to jump right into it. I'm just doing round one for today. So the first pick is the Cincinnati Bengals. Mel Kiper has them taking the obvious number one pick, Joe Burrow. He throws so well. He's a great all-around thrower, and he'd be a great replacement for Andy Dalton. Dalton's just had a difficult seasons recently, and I think Burrow he'll be a new face down there in Cincinnati, and he also has good weapons around him in Cincinnati. He's got good receivers. You've got Joe Mixon in the backfield. I mean, you've got receivers like John Ross III. Not a terrible team. He's got some weapons there for being the number one pick. So I think Joe Burrow would be a great pick for the Bengals, and I'm sure that's who they'll end up picking. But I think he definitely goes one. But the number two player who Mel Kiper has on here, I think he's the most talented player in the draft, but it's just because his position and team need that he'll go number two. That's Chase Young. I'm an Ohio State fan, and I'm also a Cleveland fan. Obviously, I would love to have him on the Browns, but we aren't that high up in the draft this year. But he's just a great player out of Ohio State. He just disrupts the play, and he is undoubtedly one of the best pass rushers to come into the NFL in the past couple of years. I think he'll fit in great on the Redskins. The Redskins actually have a fair amount of Ohio State players now, with Haskins and Terry McLaurin. But really, for the Redskins, you don't really need a quarterback. So I think that would be a great pick to go with for the Redskins in Chase Young. So the next pick is number three, the Detroit Lions, with Jeff Okuda. I think that would be a great pick if you can get Jeff Okuda there. Just a lockdown corner. And now with Darius Slay gone, I think he's someone that you really do need in that secondary. So the next pick is number four with the Giants. Kiper has them taking Isaiah Simmons. He was really the bright spot in that Clemson defense when they faced Ohio State. And so I think he's just flies around the field, tackles like no one else. I think he has a really bright future ahead of him in the NFL. So the next pick on here is number five, the Miami Dolphins. I haven't really disagreed with anything any picks Kiper has had to this point, but I think I disagree with this one. He has the Dolphins at five picking Justin Herbert. I mean, yes, the arm strength is just second to none in this draft with Herbert, but I just don't think he's developed fully enough to be a number five pick. I think the Dolphins guy is Tua more, but I mean, Herbert's not a bad player. I just don't think he's five. I think he's more down around 10, like where Todd McShay has him. So the next pick is six, the Los Angeles Chargers, and Kuiper has him taking Tua Tagovailoa. I think that would be an amazing pick if you can get in. Like, he is definitely Pro Bowl quality. He's just a great player. He passed up a guy who won a national championship in Jalen Hurts. He beat out an established national champion to become the starting quarterback, which is just insane. So I think if the Chargers can get him at six, especially with Phillip Rivers gone, that would be an unbelievable pick if you can get a guy like that caliber at number six. So the next pick is number seven, the Carolina Panthers, with Kuiper has them taking Derrick Brown. I think he's a power guy inside. He's a D tackle from Auburn. He's just a beast inside, and I think he has a really bright future ahead of him. And that's kind of what Carolina needs. They also need a quarterback, but if they're going to draft a quarterback there, I'd say it's a reach. So I think that's a good pick, considering if Herbert and Tagovailoa have already been drafted. So the next pick we have here is number eight, the Arizona Cardinals, Tristan Wirfs. He's an O-tackle out of Iowa. If you just watch this guy, he's just so dominant. I think he'd be a great addition to that Arizona Cardinals team. I mean, Kyler Murray needs a lot of help. He was sacked like 50 times last year. Just way too much for a rookie. And I think to bring in a leader and a great offensive lineman like Tristan Wirfs is really what you need there in Arizona. So we go to the 9 pick, the Jacksonville Jaguars, Jerry Jeudy. I think he was lower in McShay's draft, but this is where I would expect more a guy of Judy's caliber to be taken. Just runs great routes. I mean, super fast. That slant route, he's almost undefendable. And I just think he'll be great there with Jacksonville if they still have Gardner Minshew. And to add on to a receiving core like DJ Shark and DeeDee Westbrook, you have a full arsenal now of an offense with Gardner Minshew, and then three just solid receivers. And with DJ Shark having a breakout year last year, now it's truly, if you get Jeudy, it's three really solid receivers. You might not have said that before with Shark, but he had a breakout year last year, so I think now you can make that statement. So the next pick is the 10, Cleveland Browns. That's my team. Kuiper has us taking Mekhi Becton. I think McShay had us taking Jedrick Wills. I'd really take either one. I would probably say Mekhi Becton. I just think he's just massive. I mean, he's 6'7", 364 pounds. Just an absolute beast. And just from watching our games last year, we desperately needed a good offensive lineman. I mean, we had to have been number one in the league with offensive line penalties. There was just no discipline. And that's the reason I think Baker had a tough time last season, was because there were linebackers and linemen in there all day, and he had no time to throw the ball. And I think a guy like Mekhi Becton will add a great sense of security for Baker Mayfield. So the next pick is number 11, the New York Jets. Kuiper has them taking Jedrick Wills Jr. out of an offensive tackle out of Bama. I think he'd be a good pick for them. That's kind of what you need with now the young quarterback, Sam Darnold, back there. And I just think Wills is a really good offensive tackle. He was the man protecting Tua. And Tua really didn't get hit much. I mean, you can say, oh, he got injured. But that's besides that, there wasn't much. So I think that would be a great pick for a team like the Jets. So the next team is the Las Vegas Raiders. That feels so weird saying Las Vegas in front of their name, but that's where they're moving. Kuiper has them taking C.J. Henderson. C.J. Henderson was a lot lower in McShay's draft yesterday that I reviewed, but it doesn't really surprise me how high up in this one he is. He's a really solid ball player. He can get it done. He's really quick. So I think he'll be a great player if he ends up going to the Raiders. So the next pick is San Francisco 49ers. CeeDee Lamb. That's kind of a guy you needed with... There's no like giant wide receivers you have on that team. Because I mean, you have Debo Samuel, and I mean, Emmanuel Sanders is now to free agency. You need a receiver there to add with Debo Samuel, because Debo's kind of that guy that, like, you can run him on jet sweeps, fly sweeps, end arounds. He's, like, crazy versatile. And he can get it, do anything you really need. And so I think that would be a great pick if the 49ers can get CeeDee Lamb. I just think maybe, in my mind, I would take a different receiver, maybe like Justin Jefferson. But I still think that CeeDee Lamb's a fine pick there. So number 14, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Kuiper has them taking Andrew Thomas. I think that would be a genius pick for the Buccaneers because Thomas is really a great player. I always thought that he was one of the top offensive linemen. I always thought that he was number one, but he's kind of been passed up recently. But that's still a great pick because you need someone to be up there to protect Brady because you don't want him getting hit all the time. So I think that's a solid pick in Andrew Thomas. So the next team picking is the Denver Broncos. So, and Kuiper has them taking Justin Jefferson. I think that would be a crazy good pick if you can get Justin Jefferson on a team like that on the Denver Broncos. Because... That's not really a guy that's well matched up against. I mean, you saw it in the game against Oklahoma. They weren't really able to match up against him, and he'll be a great fit with a quarterback like Drew Locke. So the next pick is number 16, the Atlanta Falcons, Clavion Chasen. He's an outside linebacker at LSU. He was kind of the shining spot on that team. Just a great defensive player. And I think he could do a real good job at Atlanta. So the next pick is number 17, the Dallas Cowboys. Kuiper has them taking Xavier Xavier McKinney out of Alabama. He's a safety. I think he's definitely the top safety in this draft. I think that'd be a solid pick if you can get him there. And that's another guy out of Bama. And I think he would be a great pick if you can get him in Miami. Because that's kind of a position you... not in Miami. In Dallas. Because now with... now you kind of need a safety. And you're going to lose Byron Jones. You're losing a lot of your secondary. And you need the top safety like that. So the next pick is number 18, the Miami Dolphins with Javon Kinlaw. He's a D tackle out of South Carolina, sorry. I don't know much about him. Kiper has him up pretty high. I don't know much. I'm not going to say anything good, not going to say anything bad. So I don't really know about him. So the next pick is the 19 Las Vegas Raiders with Jordan Love. I'm not giant on Jordan Love. And I think that maybe at 19, he could be a good pick. I think he's like a mid-second rounder in my mind. That's what I was thinking. But others seem to think he's way higher. Utah State, they were good. But what competition were they facing compared to a guy like Tua Tagovailoa? So I just think I can't put a guy that high that's not playing elite competition. So I think he's a good player, but I don't think he's like a top 10 pick like McShay has him. So the next pick is for the 20 Jacksonville Jaguars, Kenneth Murray out of Oklahoma. He is he's the shining point on that. He was the shining point on that Oklahoma defense last year. I mean, they weren't a great defense, but if you saw anyone getting a tackle out there, it was probably Kenneth Murray, just a great all around linebacker there in Oklahoma. And Kiper has him going to the Jaguars, which I think would be a great fit, especially with a team that needs a linebacker like that. So the next pick is number 21 for the Eagles. Kiper has them taking Henry Ruggs III. I think that would be a great pick. He's another receiver out of Bama. He was the number two guy in the 1-2 package of Ruggs and Judy. I think that'd be a great pick for the Eagles with a quarterback like Wentz, who needs some more weapons out there in the wide receiver spot. So the next pick is 22, the Minnesota Vikings, with Brandon Ayuk. He's a wide receiver out of Arizona State. I don't know much about him. I've heard about him, though, over this past season. I know that he'd be a great addition to the Vikings with Adam Thielen there. And I think that's just a solid pick for them. So the next pick is number 23, the New England Patriots. Mel Kiper has them taking Zach Bond, an outside linebacker out of Wisconsin. I think he'd be a solid pick for them. I mean, that's kind of a position you need. You need a lot in New England. I mean, I don't know that I'd say outside linebacker is your biggest need, but I think that would be a solid pick for the Patriots organization, especially with Brady gone. You kind of just want to rebuild your team. But who knows? Maybe they'll end up like doing well this season because you still got Belichick, who is a one of the best coaches of all time. And I can say that with confidence. I don't feel any worries in being able to say that he is one of the best coaches of all time. So the next team to pick is number 24, the New Orleans Saints. The 24 pick. Kuiper has them taking A.J. Terrell, a cornerback out of Clemson. I think he'd be a solid pick. He's another solid defensive player out of Clemson. I'd say maybe him in the second round, early second round, but I still think he'd be a fine pick for the New Orleans Saints. But I don't know that they need a secondary player. I would say more maybe an offensive lineman, but they're just so solid all around. They have such good players. But I'd be fine with that pick for the Saints. So the next pick is number 25, the Minnesota Vikings. Jalen Johnson, a cornerback out of Utah. I don't know much about him. Just going to be honest there. I can't say higher or lower on him. But he's a cornerback, which the Vikings... they're a team that need that because they have just lost Xavier Rhodes and Trey Waynes. They're a team that desperately needs that position. So I think not knowing too much about him, he will probably be a good fit there in Minnesota. So the next team to pick is the Dolphins with the 26th pick. Antoine Winfield Jr., he's a safety/corner out of Minnesota. He was a big part of that Row the Boat team this year in Minnesota, who had a great year. And I think he could have a phenomenal year in the NFL, adding on to that Miami secondary. So the next team to pick is the Seattle Seahawks, who had a great year this past year. They're the 27th pick. Kuiper has them picking. He has them picking Caesar Ruiz. He was a solid Michigan play offensive lineman. I think that he could be a good fit there in Seattle because you kind of need some more good offensive linemen there. I think he could be a solid dude there in Seattle. So the next team to pick is at 28, the Baltimore Ravens. A great season this year. Patrick Queen is who Kuiper has them taking, which I think that's a great pick there. He's an inside linebacker from LSU, another shining part of that LSU defense that struggled at times this year, but he was a great linebacker, and I think that's a position you could definitely use in Baltimore. So the next team to pick is the Tennessee Titans with the number 29 pick. That feels so weird saying that they have the number 29 pick, and that's their pick. That just feels crazy. Kuiper has them taking Yuder Gross-Matos, which I think that's a genius pick there at 29 spot. Just a guy that is a beast. He was the second best D end in the Big Ten for sure behind I wouldn't say for sure, it was him or AJ Epineza behind Chase Young. I think they're both solid players. But Gross-Matos, he'll be a great fit on that Tennessee D-line that could use a little help. So the next pick is number 30, the Green Bay Packers. Kuiper has them taking T. Higgins. I think Higgins would be a great fit, just adding another weapon for Rodgers to use besides Davante Adams. Because if teams just shut down Adams for a game, I mean, who else is Rodgers really going to go to? So I think he would be a great addition to that team if they got T. Higgins there. And, I mean, that's pretty late to be able to get a caliber of that kind with that receiver, with a receiver like T. Higgins. So the next team to pick is the San Francisco 49ers with the 31 pick. He has them drafting Noah Igbinoghene. I don't know much about him. I'm just going to be honest. I can't say much in that regard. So the next pick is 32, the Kansas City Chiefs, DeAndre Swift. I just don't really like DeAndre Swift. I'm sorry. I just don't think he's as good as he's been hyped up to be. I definitely think that J.K. Dobbins is better and has proven it in bigger games than DeAndre Swift. So that's all I have to say for today. Tomorrow I'll be doing a draft review, and that's what I'll be doing for all 3 days of the draft. So tune in these next couple of 3 days, and thank you for listening.